Hello and welcome to actually Happy Mother's Day. I think that's exactly how I should have started. And welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first step to understanding the paradox of parenting. It's all about our kids 0 to 18 plus years. My name is Danielle and I'm an enthusiast of all things children. That's why I do what I do. Every day should be Mother's Day, right? I mean, I know it was a week ago, but come on. You guys are just too special. And honestly, where would we be without you? I mean, look at the number of songs out there for you guys. It's so special. There's even a musician who I used to love when I was a kid called Shaggy. In his song, Strength of a Woman, he says, "So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman." And I kid you not, as I was writing this podcast, the song started playing. And I'm actually not lying. I even smiled and so like, how in my playlist was so in tune with how special you guys are that it had to play that song. So special that our planet is called Mother Earth. The beauty in it is called Mother Nature. I mean, need I go on? You guys are the embodiment of all good things. And we can't even say enough thank yous or just how special you are. There's not enough words to describe what you are, really, you know. In fact, I actually think I should just jump into the Did You Know fact for this episode. So, drum rolls. Did you know the word mother starts with the letter M? Okay, of course it does. But it actually does the same in majority of languages around the world. And it's no coincidence. Ask me why. Thank you for asking. Okay, I hope you did. Anyway, it's because one of the first sounds a baby makes is mmm. And the first word that comes out of their mouth is usually ma. So we have mother or mommy in English, obviously. Mama in many other dialects like Kiswahili, Russian, Slovak. In my mother tongue, it's min. In Greek, it's mitera. In Kikuyu, it's mama or mame. I hope I got the pronunciation right. But this is amazing. Like even the first thing that comes out of kids in many dialects also is that it's because it's the first word that comes out. You guys are the first gift of life. I hope you watch what you're saying. Like, I mean, I hope I've incited you guys enough, like built your ego kidogo. And a bonus fact, I mean, because you guys are special, is that did you know that children's cells live in their mother's bodies long after birth up to many decades? Researchers actually believe that these cells sometimes come to the mother's aid when she gets ill or experiences trauma. How cool is that, right? Yeah, so it's not only just when the baby's in the womb, also when they leave. We are still attached to you guys. Ah, man. Anyway, today is actually just an appreciation for you guys, our beloved mothers. Whether you gave birth to us and raised us directly, or you contributed to raising us as aunties, like hashtag my auntie Harriet, my auntie Linda, Maureen, my late auntie Carol, auntie Celine, like all of you guys and our sisters, for those of us like who raised our younger sisters or those sisters or cousins, neighbors, church members, grandmothers, all of you plus those I've mentioned. We just want to appreciate you guys for being mothers and mother figures in our lives. And one thing I realized is we don't tell you guys thank you enough. I think maybe because you do so much for us that we maybe take it for granted or assume it. But you guys do so much, it's ridiculous. The prayers that have kept us alive and sane and away from bad things, checking up on us and taking care of us even when we're emotionally down or physically, despite our age. I mean, sacrificing even the little that you guys have just so that we can have something. And on behalf of all children, I apologize for the many times we take you for granted, or disrespect you or hurt you or not check up on you or even don't wish you a happy Mother's Day. We still love you. You know, we're just stubborn. And we'll probably only realize it when we have kids of our own, but God forbid, oh my goodness. Anyway, I asked people, teenagers mostly and young adults, to say what they are thankful to their mothers for. So I will play their messages now. So you might or might not hear your child's voice, but I am sure your child is grateful for you pretty much for the same reasons here and even more. And I think before I play them, because I mean, I had some of them, I was just like, oh, so let me just say one for my beloved mama. mean Sydney, because that's my oldest brother. Mrs. Rose Were Muyumbu Ochieng. Mom, I love you so much. And I'm really grateful for all that you've done and the sacrifices that you've made and just being strong. I think your birthday was in March, and just saying how for a lot of the things you've done, like you've always had strength of a woman. I got to see it a lot in you for the past about 14 years. I actually experienced what that looks like. And I'm thankful for your strength for all of us, all your 4 children. We are grateful for all you've done. And I know what tunakusumbua, but I guess it's part of being a child. I will come to you and mind disturb me, but thank you, Mom. Thank you for everything. And, you know, can't wait to see you to 100-something years old and experience all the blessings of everything that there is. I love you so much, Mom. And to all the mothers, we love you. And here are the audios from your children.
So, first and foremost, my mom is my best friend. Yeah, that's what I like about her. She's someone I can confide in, but not like jokes. Hey, if it's jokes, never chapo. No jokes. I'm joking. So, yeah, I can confide in my mom. She's such a nice person. She's always there for me and everything when I'm low and everything. Like, she's very supportive in everything that I'm doing. Yeah, I just love her so much. And then I can't live without my mom. If she were not here, hata sijui ningefanya nini. And then she's called Joyce. Yes.
I'm thankful for my mom always being there for me despite the tough times, the hard times. At times, of course, we'd rebel, but she'd always be there for the support, for the love, and for the kindness. Yeah, that's what I thank my mom for.
For me, I would say mothers do a lot of things for their children, always being there for them. I'd say, but the most important thing is giving hope to their children of a better future when they are down, encouraging them to continue when times get hard, and to continue living to be better people. For the boy child, we could say they are always there. They teach their boys how to treat ladies, how to treat girls, and how to be better men in the society.
So I think what I'm thankful for my mom is that with her, I always come first. She puts me before everything in her life, her work, her friends. She's made so many sacrifices for me, taking time to spend time with me, to talk to me. Yeah, that's what I appreciate.
Okay, there's so much that my mom has done for me. I did an entire list. But the most thoughtful thing is when I was in high school in Bush, and she'd go out of her way in between visitings in the term to drive all the way to Kikuyu, bring me snacks, give me a word of encouragement. Because the food was shit, and it was just nice. It was a small piece of home. And just to talk to me, honestly, she'd go out of her way to do that, and I'd love that. I loved that. What I'm most thankful for, I'm thankful that she taught me to pray. Like, not just how to pray in the vague way, but the power of prayer. Because there are times I've been so alone. I felt so alone. And I felt like I couldn't talk to anyone. I was at my lowest this far. And I prayed. I have prayed, and I keep praying.
She's the pillar of what persistence is and what can happen if you continue pushing and holding on to what you hope for and what you want, even when things are wavy, you get. So mostly I'm thankful for the way she's shown us that you can always hold on to the hope of getting what you want. Yeah.
I'm grateful to my mom for actively and passively teaching me about resilience and other virtues that have made me who I am today. I'm grateful that she has always offered me the purest form of love, and I'm grateful that she taught me how to survive in this world, and that she's my biggest fan.
For me, I would say my mom has been there for me. When I needed anything, I would always ask, not afraid to approach her. Yeah, I think that's the most thankful thing I can say. Yeah, she's always there for me.
Okay. I thank my mom for being so strong and tolerant towards some external issues and being a fighter.
What I'm most thankful about my mother is she loves me like unconditionally. I feel like this type of love is rare in this world we live in, and I'm so grateful for her for loving me like this. And they also make a lot of sacrifices that we may not see, that we may see, but they do make a lot of sacrifices to make us comfortable, happy, and they always want the best for us.
My mom, I'm super grateful to her because she gave birth to me, and I don't think I would have been this awesome if it wasn't for her. You know, she really beat me up when I was a kid, you know, when I went astray. So I'm really thankful for that. Two, I'm thankful because she carried me for 9 months. I have been overweight once, and it's not easy to carry that huge weight in your, you know, yeah. I'm also grateful because she's always made sure like I'm contented, like not spoiled, but she's always giving me things that I want, but not too much of it in a way that I'm spoiled, you know. Yeah, she's amazing. Yes, I'm really happy for that. Yeah, thankful. Thank you.
The best thing that my mother has ever done for me is just be there when I needed her. And there's a lot more. You can't just say only one thing, because until this point, it's been her all along. So it's a lot, and that's it. That's how I can just put it.
So, let's just say, as in, the number one best thing that she has ever done. Okay, there's so freaking many. The first one was last year when she bought me my current phone, and by then I still had my phone. Like, my phone was still operating, but she still decided to buy me another one. Well, like, who does that? Your phone is still working, but someone still opts to buy you another phone. My dad didn't do that, because he was like, no, that's wastage of money, resources, you get. But let's just say, buying me my current phone. And then the best thing that I'm always, and like, I will live to be grateful for, I will live to owe gratitude to my mom for, is always coming through for me when, like, I need her the most. Because, as in, with my mom, nothing is impossible. I think she's just, yeah. That's the, like, I've just, like, summarized everything, because I don't want to, like, talk much. I don't want to give unnecessary stories, which will still mean the same thing. But let's just say, coming through for me when, like, I thought I had hit rock bottom. Like, my mom will always find a solution for everything. She doesn't give a shit. She doesn't care. For her, nothing is impossible when it comes to my welfare, you get. Yeah, that's basically it.
There's so many things to thank my mom for, but the one major thing is she's been there for me. She has shown me the meaning of true friendship. You know, like, she's been there even when I was down, whenever I was up, whenever I was depressed. She would put everything aside and be there for me. And if that is not sacrifice, then I don't know what is. So, Mom, thank you so, so much for being there.
Having to have listened to those things, and personally, like, before uploading them here, and I was just like, wow. Naturally, we shocked. I don't know if it's what they call the Oedipus factor. It's the Omo boys. I think one thing can point out is a lot of them mention that moms have been strong through whatever they're going through and always coming through for us when we're at our lowest moments and just making magic happen. And like the last guy who quoted, like, if that isn't sacrifice, we honestly don't know what it is. Mothers, we love you. We genuinely, oh my goodness. I don't know if you're as warmed as I am by those messages, but thank you. Thank you guys so much for the sacrifice, for all the hardships, the struggles and the battles that you go through that we do not see. Thank you. Thank you for standing in prayer. Thank you for standing in strength. And thank you for just always having our backs when no one else will. We love you. There's even one of the guys, I don't know if you noticed, he put some background music to his voice note when he sent it. And it's just to show how special and emotional it is for mothers. Then there's one of the girls who's just so excited. And you could just see, and you know, mothers, we don't say thank you enough. And some of us are just like introverted, so our messages were more calm. But you mean so much to us. I actually have nothing to add. You know, we love you for the love, the care, and the canes, the kibokos. We are because you are. We celebrate you every day, even if we don't say it, because your love is like tears from the sun. That's me quoting Boys to Men. And actually, that's much of today's episode. If you want to reach me for any reason or want to feature on the podcast, my email is babystepsbyd@gmail.com. D is D-double-E. And to end this episode, I will play a small snippet of one of the beautiful songs about moms. And it will just end like that. So I'm going to say bye now, but please enjoy that song. Bye. And we love you so much.
Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is.